this. I didn't know. One thing is cause of a kiss. Enchanté avec moi.
All right, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was Carolyn Strio from not her latest release, but the one before that, Word Attack. That was Enchanté. And it was her birthday a couple of days ago, so I figured I'd play a track of hers. Anyway, I know what you're here for. You want a live performance, and we've got it for you. In the studio, we have the band Aberrant Way. How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well. Thank you for having us.
Ah, my pleasure. All right, so we got some great rock and roll for the next hour then.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, you're welcome. All right, let's get started, I guess.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Aberrant Way. Okay, is that on a release, that song? Or?
Yeah, that is on a release that's just upon its one-year anniversary. Last November, we put out an album called Under the Broom Tree, and so that's the lead song off that album.
Okay, okay. So people can find that pretty much all the usual places?
Yes, CD Baby, iTunes, they can come talk to us. Pretty much, if you email us at aberrantway@yahoo.com,
okay,
we can give you, we can figure out a way to get you copies of the CD.
Okay, sounds good. If you don't mind, if you can go around the room real quick, introduce yourselves, like who you are, what you do.
Hi, I'm Doug Bowen, I'm the guitarist.
Hi, I'm Rich Rudolph. I'm the bass player.
Hello, it's Eric Berlinski, and I play drums.
And my name is Steve Phelps, and I do my best at singing.
I think you do a pretty darn good job. Anyway, how long have you gentlemen been playing?
As a band, we've been, Doug and I have been working on this album for a couple of years, or about a year before we ended up putting it out. And then Eric joined us last December for our first show together.
Yeah, coming up on a year, yeah.
Coming up on a year. And then Rich joined us. I think his first show with us was last March, I want to say. March or April. So, about a year, I guess, we've all been together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Been a while. All right. Let's do another one.
Sounds good.
Never.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Aberrant Way. All right. You gentlemen have any shows coming up soon? Or?
Yes, we do. Coming up on December 16th, it's a Friday night. We're going to be at Three Blind Mice. What time do we go on there? 9:30, I believe?
Yes, 9:30.
We'll be there at 9:30, so come on and see us. We'll say hi to you.
Forgive me, Three Blind Mice. Where is it?
Three Blind Mice. It's up in Mount Clemens. It is at the corner of...
Of Main and Market, right on the corner.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Downtown Mount Clemens, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a West Sider, so it was where's that at?
We're out of our element here. It's a nice land you have over here. It's a very nice area. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you got to come and play on this side of town one of these days. And...
All right, we were just invited, guys. He's going to set up a gig for us.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. So I was looking at the CD, so every song that you're going to play for us this afternoon is off this record.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it looks like you got more than that even. It looks like, what, 16 tracks altogether?
It didn't start off that way. I think we were planning on cutting a few, and I think we ended up didn't. We did cut a few, but then it just kind of, the story, sometimes I think when you're making a record and you have these songs and you're trying to tell a story, sometimes the album and the story kind of tell you how many songs are going to be there. And so it just kind of, you know, came out that way. I think there's 13 songs on there and three sort of, spoken word, I guess, just kind of.
Kind of like intros?
Yeah, well, sort of, you know, kind of bridges between the areas of the album. There's one, I think, one to lead the album off. And then kind of as the album goes on, I think there's two more in there somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm looking at an introduction, The Journey Begins. Okay.
Epic.
Yeah. So Under the Broom Tree, what's the meaning of that?
So there's this this Old Testament story that kind of, I heard it while we were in the middle of writing all the songs for the album. And basically, it's a story of Elijah, and Old Testament character, and he was kind of on the run. He was dying, and he kind of sat under this this broom tree. A broom tree is a kind of tree that grows in the Middle East, and so he sat beneath this tree, pretty much ready to die. And this angel came along, gave him food and water, and told him to rest another day. Next day, the angel comes back and says, "Okay, you've rested enough. Time to get going." And so basically. A lot of the songs in this album were written from the point of view of, throughout life, there's a lot to handle, and a lot of it is wonderful and good and beautiful, and then there's other times where it's treacherous, mm-hmm. And everyone needs a break once in a while, but that doesn't mean you can sit there and give up either. And so as we were writing the songs of the album, that just kind of stuck out as something that we thought was pretty good symbolism for the songs that we were writing at the time. And it just kind of stuck.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. No, I agree. Just every once in a while, you just have to just stop and, you know, take a moment and rest and just gather your thoughts and, you know, realize you're not superhuman. That every once in a while, hey, you know, you just got to chill for a minute.
Absolutely.
Because life can get to you, especially when it's like not just one thing happening to you, but like three or four at the same time, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we try to, you know, we try to put a positive spin as often as we can. I mean, we certainly on the songs on the album, you know, we don't want to dismiss some of the hardships, the really, really difficult situations people are going through in their lives that are very real. And we tried to just as often as we can just... do our best is kind of finding that silver lining in every cloud. So, you know, that's what we attempted to do. I don't know if it comes out. You know, I think that was kind of the momentum behind it, and it certainly is meaningful to us. And, you know, we hope that, it brings some sort of meaning to the people who are listening to it. But that's the best thing about music is that it means a different thing to everybody who listens to it.
Yeah. But usually it does bring something positive. It always has for me. In fact, when I was growing up, I don't know if I would have survived without music.
Absolutely. I was the same way.
Yep. All right. Why don't we get into another one?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show with Aberrant Way. All right, so that was a track called Rise Again.
Indeed.
Okay, so that definitely fits in with the theme we were just talking about before you played that song.
Something almost like you did that on purpose, Scott. Well done. You're good at this.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was by completely by accident. I'm just a lucky guy, that's all, you know.
Aren't we all?
So what are your some of your influences, gentlemen, as far as music goes?
U2, In Excess, Bruce Springsteen.
I grew up on Rush and a lot of rock, Van Halen. And then I got into Rage Against the Machine and things like that. And rest is history.
He's a bad apple.
So we can look forward to a 30-minute drum solo before we're done tonight?
No, you know, soloing is really not my thing.
Well, you grew up on Rush. Come on.
You would think it would be, but God. I'm more of a groove-oriented player. I love beats and grooves, hence the Rage Against the Machine. And
they're
really good at that.
So. Oh, he's definitely a great drummer. And have you gotten to see Rush live?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Numerous times. It's too bad they're not going to be coming around again anymore, it sounds, but
at least you got to see them, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
That's an amazing band. You know, when they first came out, I'm going to date myself, obviously, I never in my wildest dreams thought that they'd be a band that'd be around for like 3+ decades or more.
Absolutely.
It was just, whoa, where did these guys come from?
Yeah, just a real big sound for three guys. Just unbelievable. Yeah.
And I remember the first time I saw them live, it was actually the very first concert ever at Joe Louis Arena. And I swear to God, his drum solo was almost as long as a concert.
Yeah, he does put on some very elaborate solos.
He wore me out just watching him play.
You know, we could use a break some night, Eric. So if you just want to do 5-6 minutes,
see,
I would just play. I would just play a bunch of beats in a row. That's what my solo would be. Yeah,
all right. How about you?
My influence, I like Van Halen and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Bruce Springsteen, stuff like that.
Okay, he keeps coming up too, Bruce.
Yeah, I guess I would probably say, like Rich, U2 and NXS were big influences on me. I love Leonard Cohen, Ryan Adams, and a little bit of Chris Isaak does everyone well.
Okay.
He's a good-looking man. Easy and nice.
What was that? I'm trying to remember that movie that Burt Reynolds was in long, long time ago. I'm sorry, I'm not going to insult you, but you just made me think of this line he had in the movie. He says, Errol Flynn is a good-looking man.
Insulted. Absolutely.
And he says, and Burt goes, if I was gay, I'd do him, you know?
That's a compliment, absolutely. Easy on the eyes.
Yeah. But he is an excellent singer, though, definitely, definitely. So.
What was that I heard? Was it Wicked Game was the influence, the big influence on what Metallica song was that?
Unforgiven
by Metallica. I guess James Hetfield loved Wicked Game.
He basically wanted to start singing instead of screaming, and he loved the naturalness of his voice, so he took it to Bob Rock and he said, make me sound like that. So it was basically live in the studio, and not a lot of effects, didn't overdub vocals, didn't double or anything like that.
Wow. Yeah, I knew the part about James Hetfield wanting to like tone down his voice, but I didn't know that part. So you taught me something today.
That's why we're here, man. That's why we're here.
Cool, cool. But yeah, we better get back to the music. That's what we're here
for. Sure, that's what we're here for. But we like talking to you, though. It's okay.
Ah, thanks. Me too. Two sides of the same. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with Aberrant Way. All right, forgive me, gentlemen, two sides of the same what?
Sorry about that.
That's okay, what, that's all right.
Whatever, man. Basically, I mean, the song can be to any two lovers, two brothers, two sisters, could be, you know, parent, you know, daughter, parent, son relationship. Just kind of the idea that, even though someone might be going through something, it doesn't mean they don't want you there. Maybe sometimes they want you a few feet away. But, you know, it basically don't give up on people. Don't give up on each other. Don't give up on your loved ones because, you know, you never know what someone's going through because it's really hard to be inside their head, inside their shoes that we try to be. So the best thing you can do is while they're kind of spinning off, just be there. Be ready. Sometimes they're going to look at you. Sometimes they're going to walk your way. Sometimes it's going to take a long time. But basically, In any relationship, there's always two sides. There's you and the other person. And, I mean, this can even go a little farther. I mean, we're in the middle of an election week here where we have two sides of a country that are very different, but at the same time, we're still here together. We're living amongst each other in each other's lives. And, you know, half the country's upset with the results and half the country's elated, or maybe not half and half, but pretty close to that. And, you know, I think in the speech, I think, yesterday that President Obama gave, basically, You know, we're all partners in this together. We're all together in this, and we need to move forward. So, I guess that's what the song can be. There you go. The song can become anything you want it to be. And here we are, 2 years after the song was written, and it's about that. So,
and it's kind of appropriate, like you said, for what's going on right now. Definitely. Okay. Cool. All right. Why don't we keep it going?
Sounds good.
Dreams can build the bones.
Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio, Aberrant Way, Studio J, that is. I wanted to ask you, that is a very interesting picture. Where did you gentlemen get that from?
That is an old, you know, I can't remember the artist now. It's on the inside, actually, if you want to open it up or something. It's a painting back in the 1500s of a depiction of Elijah himself with the angel tending to him.
Oh, okay.
So the name's in there.
It's going to take me a while. These things are, like, so difficult to open, you know?
We'll take it from here while you're doing that.
Yeah. And I have fingernails. It's not like I can't, you know, open this thing, but oh well, I'll get it open before the next
song.
He's
like a Renaissance artist, I think. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, I believe I came across it when Steve was telling me the story about Under the Broom Tree, and so I started researching, thinking about, you know, stuff we wanted to write, and I came across that painting and sent it to him and said, check this out. So,
and it's in the public domain.
Oh, but you did give credit for it, though.
We did give credit for it. That's true.
Yeah, because if it's public domain, technically, you don't have to do anything. You can just put the picture on there and say, hey.
We had a team of lawyers working on it.
Ah, that's where all the cost went to make the CD. I see. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, we also put in 0.1 font, so good luck with that.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I mean, I've got some decent glasses, and I'm still going like, okay, what does this say? Yeah, I can read music and lyrics by Doug.
You know, if everyone buys the CD, they can check it out. It's on the inside.
Cover painting by Ferdinand. I can't quite make out that last name.
You know, actually, too, if you go to, you can go to aberrantway.com, and we actually have pictures. We've got all the lyrics to the songs. Some of the information on the band, a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We have, in a couple of the pictures that really inspired the album, some poetry that really inspired the album, too. We actually put a lot of that on there and links to it. So you can kind of see kind of what we were going through. That last song, actually, Dream Forever, was taken off a poem called The Ode.
Okay.
By Arthur O'Shaughnessy. So, you can get links to that and basically just kind of where our thoughts were when we were doing the recording and writing the songs. So, Aberrant Way, all one word, aberrantway.com.
See, I knew I could lead this somewhere.
Excellent. You did it again. You tricked me that time, though. You're such a pro.
All right. Why don't we do another song, gentlemen?
Want to go? Yeah.
Oh,
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, of course, Aberrant Way. All right, in case somebody wasn't listening earlier, when and where is that show again coming up?
We're playing at Three Blind Mice. What date is it, Rich?
16th, I believe.
16th of December.
All right.
It's a Friday night at 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
Three Blind Mice is located on the corner of Main Street and Market Street in downtown Mount Clemens.
Okay. Looking forward to that. All right. And we just talked about the record. So this record has been out a while, you said?
It's been about, I think we're coming up on the one-year anniversary. We actually just started fiddling around with some new songs, so hopefully next year we're going to have a new album ready.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of got going on that in the last month or so it's going pretty well. It's
okay.
Kind of neat. You know, on the first album, it was a lot of just me and Doug, and so it's really nice being in the same room with Rich and Eric and really all four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Really getting involved. You know, it shapes the music differently. Every personality is a... it's a different flavor. It's a different ingredient. And I know Doug and I, before we got together, were working on our own. And, you know, it's just a different energy being with other people, bouncing ideas off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ideas that you think are great, you need someone else to tell you that's not very good. but then there's other times, too, where I think you're really to throw something away and someone says, no, I see something in that. That worth this other thing that I've got. And now, you know, the product is now, greater than the sum of its individual parts. And really, I think that's kind of what you're going for, you know, when you get together with other creative people. So it's really fantastic.
That's cool. And maybe we can have a drum solo for the next record.
Oh, we're going to work that in. a whole track.
Okay, I'll do it.
I didn't even have to pull his arm. He's been playing us the whole time.
I kind of miss those, actually, to be honest with you. You know, when I used to go to shows when I was growing up, you know, that was the prerequisite. Anytime you saw a major band, everybody had to do a solo. I mean, you guys have seen Van Halen before at least once, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, each person had to do their thing for at least a few minutes,
yep.
Show off their talent, you know? have you ever seen Michael Anthony with his Jack Daniels bass?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That was back in the Live Without a Net days.
Yeah, plenty of effects.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, when I saw them in the 80s, it was crazy. He was basically, he got to the point where he was wrestling the bass on stage.
Yeah. It's great because he knows that he can't be Eddie Van Halen, but he's just having a lot of fun up mm-hmm. there on stage and just beating on it.
He's just having a blast.
And then the other side, you have like Stu Hamm, who's like, you know, I think he's got 9 fingers on his right hand. Is that what it is?
Because yeah, amazing.
He's playing 2 whole different bass parts at the same time. So amazing talent out there.
That is crazy. That is crazy. But hey, everybody has their own, you know, talents and all that good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, I think we're doing really good on time. I think
Excellent.
We got just enough for those last 3 songs,
yep.
So let's keep it going.
Peace and we're hoping for grace, but it's so hard.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. You gentlemen wanted to make sure I was paying attention, didn't you? And that other part, I thought the song was done, you know, like...
We're actually not even a band. We're actually sent here on purpose. We're inspectors. You're doing a fine job, though, really.
Oh, I hope so. The last time I got written up so badly, I couldn't even tell you.
You're a pro. You're doing well.
Thank you. I am enjoying this, though. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, by the way. I don't know if we told you that earlier. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yep. Absolutely. We love doing this sort of thing. We love playing music. We love meeting new people. So, Scott, this is really fantastic. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you. My pleasure as well. All right. If we can squeeze these two in, let's keep it going.
Before I could
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 with the band Aberrant Way. So one more time, the release is called Under the Broom Tree, and that can be pretty much obtained all the normal channels.
Oh, yeah. You can get iTunes, CD Baby. And if you want some more information about us, besides the website, which is aberrantway.com, you can see us on Facebook. We're there under Aberrant Way. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter, though I don't think we use it as much as some of these other bands do. They're everywhere. So, I mean, we put out some show information there. But Facebook, aberrantway@yahoo.com, in case you want to email us with questions on how to find us, where we're playing, CD information, that sort of thing.
All right. Well, let's do it. One more.
All right.
Bye. WHFR.FM 89.3 invites you to our Fall 2016 fundraiser. All-Star Jam 2, Saturday, November 12th at the New Place Lounge, 22723 Michigan Avenue, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us as Detroit area musicians take the stage and jam to help support non-commercial independent Henry Ford College Radio. $5 donation to this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to help support nonprofit WHFR 89.3. Hope to see you there.
The time is September 1950, a period of still unknown pure energy and discoveries. Now before your eyes are the first ever pictures documenting the early tests showing the positive effects of techno sounds. A new era for mankind beyond time and space is born.
My name is Bam, and I'm inviting you to the mix every Thursday night from 9 to midnight. For well over a decade, my show brings to you the best techno, trance, house, and dance. Spun together live by local DJs. So start your weekend off early with The Mix this and every Thursday on WHFR.FM.